everyone. Welcome back to the Rockcast. Your host, Jordan Budd, here on the mic. And on the other line, I have an awesome guy, Brad Brooks. He owns Argali Outdoors, a rock slide sponsor. And they are coming out with some new game bags this year, ultralight game bags. And I thought I'd just have him on to talk about it. So thanks for hopping on, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely, yeah. So these game bags are pretty intriguing. 1.8 ounces per bag, which is pretty dang light. And I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on game bags you used in the past and kind of how you came to build these game bags and just, you know, kind of the specs of them.
I probably used not every game bag under the sun, but I've used a lot of them out there. And I think there's some really good ones out there. I guess for my personal, hunting specifications, I'm a fairly meticulous gear person. When I'm out in the field and I'm using something, if there's something that, you know, sort of strikes me as I wish this was made this way, or I would have made, this product this size for this reason. I kind of take notes on things when I'm out there, and game bags are one of those things where it's an incredibly simple product. And I think my go-to for backpack hunting were those, I think they're Alaska game bags, sort of those really light, mm-hmm. cheesclothy, stretchy type game bags. If you ever used those ones before. But they were cheap and inexpensive. And for a long time I would buy, I would probably buy 15 of those. And they were use them once, throw them away typically, because I would get a hole in them and then bug to get in them. And then, I've used both Caribous and Tags, and I think they both make a good product. I don't want to say anything bad about either of those products,
There's
just some design things that I wanted to do differently. Like for one, Caribou tends to have a seam on the bottom of the bag, which is a failure point for game bags, because that's where all the weight tends to go towards. Some of the material is really what makes a game bag, right? Material and the sewing are kind of the key features. And with both of those two sets of game bags, they're both great. But I thought there was, there could be a material that was a little different that could shave a little bit of weight without sacrificing durability. And it could allow you to have even more compact set of game bags. So I spent a long time just looking at material. And, you can really make... I'm not a textile person. I don't have a background in textiles, but I got a crash course in textiles when I started doing this, going on the search and met with people from all over the world, and finally found a material that was sort of the right blend of durability, it was durable enough, but had a loose enough weave to still allowed for game bags to breathe. And so that was step one, is finding the right material. And I also, my general philosophy on just for backcountry hunting is the more products you have that have multiple uses, that's great. Cause then you can start eliminating some things from your pack. One of those things is a very simple thing. I thought was, why not use a super high quality drawstring on those game bags that you could use for other things as well. So we use a 275 pound, 2.4 millimeter drawstring for all of our game bags, which work well for if your shoelace breaks. You can use our drawstrings on our game bags for your shoelaces in a pinch, which is actually really critical. Because I don't know about you, Jordan, but I always carry some extra really small diameter, 2 mil paracord, specifically for that, for shoelace breaks, something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it just serves it's a simple thing, but we could use a high quality drawstring that has multiple purposes. We also made the drawstring, put some reflective material in there for ease of finding at night, reflective logos on the bags themselves. And then the actual size of the bag you know, there's a million different ways you could design a game bag, but I wanted to create it so it was, you know, big enough to fit everything you needed without having any extra material. But I also don't like bags that are so tight that you can't fit like big muscle groups when you're deboning. Mm-hmm. I tend to debone like elk quarters. I'll like hang an entire quarter on like a tree branch if I can, and then I'll debone it. And I try and keep it in big muscle groups. And I wanted a bag that I could keep muscle, you know, the big muscle groups together. So when I get home and butcher, I've got options for, you know, the kind of cuts I want to do for roasts or steaks or whatnot. So anyways, yeah. So like everything about the bags, from the material, to the subtle features, like the reflective logo, the paracord, to the size, is all very, very purpose built, just based around like everything I ever wanted in a game bag and more. And it's just kind of interesting that, you know, game bag is this like very simple thing that I used to pay no attention to. And it was like, oh, these are like, it was a disposable product I used to buy a lot of. And it's like, well, or you could make, you know, a quality product that's reusable, and that can be used, you know, a number of times, over and over. So that's kind of the story behind it. And yeah, so far it's been, the response has been really good.
Awesome. Yeah. They look really good. I'm super pumped to be able to, hopefully use them this year. It looks like, just a quarter game bag is 17 by 29. Are they all the same sizes and then you sell them in like different sets? Is that how you've kind of done it?
So I wanted to create, I didn't want to overwhelm people with choices. I could create like 10 different sizes and, you know, you probably sell a lot more game bags that way. But I wanted to make it really, really simple for people so they didn't have to buy a bunch of extra stuff. So we have two different sets that we sell, and then we sell individual bag sizes. So our High Country pack is our boned out elk set. It also works really great for meat on bone for deer, pronghorn, sheep, goat, or similar size game. So you can buy the High Country pack, and that comes with 5 game bags in it. One bag for every quarter, plus a spare meat parts bag. Realistically, for like deer, you don't really need to use all 5 bags. You can get away with using just a few of them. And you could fit 2 deer shoulders with meat on bone in one of those bags. Okay. They're plenty big for that. But you have 5 bags in that set. And then the MOB pack, which we're releasing here next Tuesday, which by the time this airs, it probably will or be live. But our MOB pack, which stands for meat on bone pack, that's our large game pack designed for elk quarters, for meat on bone elk quarters. And that pack comes with 4 24 by 40 inch game bags, and 1 17 by 29 inch spare meat parts bag. So we really have like 2 primary sizes, the 17 by 29 and the 24 by 40. Mm-hmm. And then we also sell a smaller bag, which is really just kind of a skull bag. So if you wanted an extra bag, just kind of put over your skull, particularly like early season, if you want to keep like flies off of your skinned out skull when you're hiking out. So 3 different size game bags. You can also buy them individually if you want to mix and match, which some guys like to kind of create their own set.
Yeah. How do you usually, when you're deboning an elk, or maybe do both of them, an elk and a deer, 2 separate occasions, but at, like the minimum, how do you split your meat up? Do you like to just fit as much of it in a bag as you can? Or do you like to split it up more for like organization wise?
Yeah. The OCD person in me, likes to get like a hind quarter in one bag, another hind quarter in another bag. I anymore though, honestly, I'm not as picky. I can kind of tell what's now, I think I've done enough animals. Like even if it's deboned, I can tell like what muscle that's from. It's like, oh, that's from the shoulder. That's from the hind quarter. So if like for a deer, I will put like all the hindquarters typically in like one bag. If I'm doing, let's say I'm doing 2 loads, I'll get as much meat as I can in like one bag and haul it out. If I'm hanging it, which oftentimes happens, like I say, I'm hunting like in October and I know I can hang the meat. I'll cut each quarter off, hang them, put a bag around each one, and the spare meat in one and let it hang for as long as I can. And then when I'm ready to pack it out, I'll, debone it and pack it out, in each bag.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then for elk. Yeah. I think for elk, it's pretty similar. Like early, you know, like archery season elk, usually I'm not hanging meat cause it's hot or warm. Unless get some sort of cold snap. And you know, then I'm usually just like, you know, if I'm by myself, it's like get it hung, debone it, and try and get with that. That kit is designed to hold an entire elk, but you know, like a shoulder will fit into a 17 by 29 inch bag and you'll have some room to spare. Hind quarter, you won't have any room to spare. It'll be full. And depending on how big the bull is, you might have to put a little bit in the shoulder bag. So that's more like early season archery elk, especially if I'm like by myself or far away from my truck and it's warm. It's really just like a get meat out as fast and efficiently as possible situation. I'm not as picky about where I put meat.
Yeah. One of those bags that's filled up with meat, how much do you think that thing weighs? Like if you have it kind of maxed out?
A lot.
Yeah.
good question. It would be heavy. It would be as much as most people would ever want to carry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I've never weighed one, but I would guess like if it was full, like 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
80 pounds, 80, 90 pounds, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think that that's something that people should keep in mind too. It's like, okay, maybe a couple of game bags will fit an entire deer, but think about that and like, do you want to have to carry that entire thing or can you even carry that entire thing? So I think that goes into the planning of how many game bags you need to bring with you is how much you can carry.
Yeah. Yep. That's a really good point. And if you have, if you have somebody else with you, like, yeah. So oftentimes like, if you have one, you could take one 24 by 40 inch bag and fit all the meat from a deer in it. No problem. But you know, when you start packing meat out, like how are you got to think about like, how are you going to get the meat out? What are you going to carry it in? You know, it's very possible to just, you can just stuff meat in your backpack. There's nothing that says you can't. It really just comes down to your, like your tolerance for getting, you know, dirt and other stuff on your meat. I have a buddy who doesn't, he just like literally stuffs meat in his backpack around his sleeping bag. Like no joke. And like, just like giant muscle groups, like in his backpack with all his backpacking gear. And he's just like, yeah, you know, just wash my stuff when I get home. No big deal.
Dang.
That's disgusting.
So that's pretty bold. That's bold, especially if you have to do a bunch of hunts back to back, that thing starts smelling pretty bad.
Yeah. He hunts a lot. He kills a lot of things too.
Yeah.
He's unique.
Yeah. And then, so these ones are, like it says on the website, reusable and durable. So unlike, you know, kind of the, I guess the cheesecloth type bags that you were using before that you just threw away, these ones are, you wash them after you have blood in them. You just wash them and you reuse them, which is, obviously really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's super simple. Like you can throw them in your washing machine if you want. My personal preference, just because I live with, I have a family and they don't appreciate me getting like deer and elk hair and like chunks of skin in our washing machine. But, the best way to, take care of, to wash them is literally just put them in a bucket with a little bit of detergent or dish soap and, some bleach and just stir them around. And then just kind of hose off the, if you need to hose off any like chunks of meat that get stuck to the bag. I will say like one of the, things that happens with this, with lightweight material like this is it can get, if you put it on, you know, some bloody meat and then it dries, it can sort of stick to the meat, and pulling it off can be a little tough. But just spraying with a little bit of water will loosen it up and make it really easy to pull off too.
Okay.
So if you, it'll, yes, chunks of skin or whatnot can get stuck to it. You just, once you soak it though, it'll come right off.
Okay. So those bigger ones that you're coming out with, will they fit moose quarters?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't tested on moose quarters yet.
Okay.
I think moose quarters is it, moose quarter size is the next size we'll come out with. I basically, like we came out with the High Country pack, and then I got a lot of requests for meat on bone elk quarter bags. So then we came out with those. All the moose hunters out there haven't been bugging me. But I will, what drives our next product is like people, depending on what people ask for. Mm-hmm. But I will, yeah, we will have like a moose specific set here, before too long.
Cool. Yeah. So it looks like is that the pack that you kind of recommend to people? Is the High Country pack?
I would recommend either or. It just really, they're both. So the High Country pack is like 9.5 ounces and the MOB pack is like 14.5 ounces. So it's amazing how like there isn't a, there's a little bit more weight for the MOB pack and a little bit bigger. But it's, 4 ounces. And some people, even a lot of people who backpack hunt really like the option to put bags over their elk quarters with meat on bone. Mm-hmm. So it really just comes down to personal preference. So yeah, if you're always bone out your meat, I would go with the High Country pack. And if you're not a boned out meat kind of person, you like to pack out quarters with meat on the bone, I would go with the MOB pack. And if you do something in between there, you can mix and match and make your own set.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. And then they pack down extremely small. There's a picture on your website that has the High Country pack right next to a Nalgene bottle. And so they pack down super small and 9 ounces. I mean, I'm not a big ounce counter, so that's not very much at all.
No, it's not. It's substantially lighter than most comparable sets. And I think the size is what most people notice. So like the joke around here is like, it's the size of a gas station burrito, the High Country pack. And it's true. It's like, it's just, yeah, it's, they packed down really, really small.
I think your prices are really good.
Yeah. It's kind of like on par with tag bags, a little bit more expensive than caribou's, but I think our sewing and our materials are more expensive too. Neither of those companies.
Yeah. Well, just what you said about, the caribou's they have stitching on the bottom, which as soon as you said that, it totally clicked and like, holy cow, that doesn't make much sense. But I would have never thought about that, before. Is there anything kind of with the tag bags that, you weren't as much of a fan of?
I really like some of the things on the tag bags for sure. The thing that, I'm not a personally huge fan of, and I know some people like it. So this is, take it for what it's worth. This is just my opinion, but, like the bomb bag set, those bags are so narrow, that I couldn't fit any big muscle groups in off an elk. And I didn't like that at all. I remember I bought a set, took them out and, I had never used them before, even looked at them, and I killed an elk, was like cutting it up, and I was like, I couldn't fit like the rear ham in one of those bags, deboned. And I remember just being like kind of frustrated with that. So it has to do more, had to do more with the shape. There also isn't any reflective material on the tag bags, or at least there wasn't. I don't know if Larry may have changed that. Mm-hmm. Even the stuff sack felt kind of heavy. There's kind of a big, heavy gauged, I don't know what the material is, but there's kind of a heavy material on there. It just kind of seemed unnecessary to me. And then the paracord itself, I didn't think was, I thought we could, that was one of the reasons, things that I thought we could do a little bit better job on. And then just the stitching in general. If you look on the inside of most game bags, they do what's called like a surge stitch, which is a really, really fast and cheap way to sew material together. And you kind of see it on a lot of clothing. It looks like loops of thread going down, like on the inside of your shirt will be serged. Mm-hmm. And So, and most people don't look at the inside of their game bags. Well, that's also a failure point, because that serge stitching gets caught on, you know, when you pull the bags off, when you have chunks of, you know, bone touching it, like it can undo that stitching pretty quickly. So we made sure even on the stitching to close, we have a closed stitching on the inside. So none of the stitching is exposed at all, to make sure that we've kind of removed all of the potential failure points, that would save money. Don't get me wrong. It would have been less to make if we had done it that way, but I also knew there were potential failure points. So we tried to get rid of like anything that could potentially cause the bag to fail. From a manufacturing standpoint, and just kind of make shape and everything else kind of just exactly the way we wanted to.
No, man, they sound awesome, and I'm super pumped to use them. One thing that, you know, you said with the other brand, kind of those bomb bags, that they were, the opening was really small to get meat in, and that's even one of the things I try to tell people with. Even backpacks, that's why I don't really like of small backpacks, because the opening is small. I'm not really a meat shelf person. I like my meat inside the bag with my gear, just kind of keep everything as close to my back as I can. But last year I was loading my deboned elk by myself, trying to load that thing into that little backpack, and I just couldn't. It's just it was like a 2800 cubic inch pack, and doing that by myself was like, it was hard getting it in there, and it was frustrating, because I'm just like, man, I have all these other bags. Why didn't I just bring a bigger bag, and then I'd be able to just throw this thing in here and roll. But yeah, I kind of try to give people a heads up on that too. So that's, I'm glad to hear that opening is a little bit bigger for that reason.
Yep. Yeah. And if you ever, it's one of those things where, until you've had to do it, it's kind of hard to know that that's a functionality feature that you want. But, you know, at the same time, I will say that's my opinion on it. And I know there are, the bomb bags were created that narrowly for a reason. And some people like it. It just wasn't what I necessarily, liked. But yeah, I'm not trying to say anything bad about, I don't want to sound like I'm trashing on them, because I,
for sure. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but yeah, I'm super pumped to give them a shot this fall. Hopefully I can put something in them. ArgaleOutdoors.com is where you find these, and you guys have a ton of stuff on your website as well. There's a new knife that you're coming out with too, I think, right?
Yep. I started selling it in May. It's our carbon knife. It's, this is, you know, similar design story, just kind of wanted to create something that was a little bit more purpose built for what I wanted, in a knife. Wanted to be able to like take one knife backpack hunting and kind of have confidence I wouldn't have to sharpen it in the field and be able to cut up an entire elk. And that wasn't a replaceable blade, knife. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the origin of it. So, you know, it's a high quality steel, S35N steel, has a textured G10 removable handle. So the knife itself is only 1.8 ounces. But it still has, you know, it's 7.5 inches long, and it has the feel is really what you notice about it. So most lightweight knives are skeletonized, and just, you know, skeletonized knives, typically they can be hard to control, especially when it's cold out, or you get blood on your hand. And I wanted to create something that had like the weight of a skeletonized knife with sort of the feel of a full handled knife. And that was sort of the, one of the primary things that you'll notice, and one of the things we really wanted to achieve with that. So our carbon knife, and it comes with a Kydex sheath. So it has an orange handle for high vis, and we also did a co-branded sheath with First Light. So you can get it in First Light Fusion on one side, and the other side is orange. We did that intentionally so you can run it. So you can, when you set your sheath down, you'll still be able to find it. So it's very functional. But it also, you can also run it, so it, you can just see the Fusion. I looks kind of cool. A little known fact, Jordan, the orange Fusion combo was actually originally a mistake. It was a, like a blem in product development that we ended up like, somebody made it by accident, and I actually liked it more than the full Fusion Kydex sheath. And I just thought it was more practical than just running a full Fusion camo sheath. So we ended up running. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I'm looking forward to giving that little guy a try too.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, that's really what I wanted to cover. And I think we covered it really well. You know, people over at the, if they hop over on the Rockslide forum, they can find you over there. I think is your name Argali Brad on there?
Honestly, I think it's Brad at Argali, something like that.
So yeah, if anybody, you know, wants to check these game bags out, argaliotdoors.com, and they have a ton of other hunting gear and backpacking gear and things like that. And yeah, man, I appreciate you hopping on, and hopefully you're a really lightweight packer. So maybe we'll get you on later and talk about some of the things that you do to really keep that pack weight down.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to come on whenever.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
All right. You bet.
Okay, everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Rockcast. You can actually buy the Argali game bags now on the rockslide.com store. So just head over to the website, click on the store, it'll take you to the storefront. There's a number of other things on there as well that you can purchase. And season's coming right up, so if you need something like a new headlamp, they sell zebra lights over there. And yeah, hit that subscribe button. Tune into the next Rockcast. Check us out on social media outlets. I usually try to post if we know we have a guest coming on. I'll have you post up some questions to ask them, and we try to get those answered. And yeah, just subscribe. We appreciate you listening. Catch you on the next one.